Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Imprisoned Fairbanks militia leader Schaefer Cox has petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court to review his conviction for conspiring to kill federal officials. The petition centers on whether a plan discussed by Cox and fellow militia members posed any real threat. Cox's federal public defender, Michael Filipovich, says any action to kill was premised on the implementation of martial law by the U.S. government, a highly unlikely scenario.
This case, as we said in our brief, it really concerns the outer limits of liability for conspiracy in the federal courts, particularly with respect to statutes involving conspiracy to murder federal officials or federal agents.
Filipovich says lower courts have made conflicting rulings on the issue. Also raised in the petition submitted to the Supreme Court last month is that no federal officials were specifically identified as murder targets. Cox, the former leader of the Alaska Peacemakers Militia, was sentenced to 26 years in prison in 2012 for conspiracy and solicitation to murder federal officials and possession of illegal weapons. Last August, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals threw out the solicitation conviction and ordered Cox to be resentenced. That's on hold pending whether or not the Supreme Court agrees to hear the case. The 34-year-old Cox is serving his sentence at a federal prison in Illinois. The Interior Gas Utility Board has approved an agreement to further explore an offer by a Cook Inlet natural gas supplier. IGU General Manager Jomo Stewart says the company has proposed to supply gas to the utility at a better price and longer term than a current contract with Hilcorp Alaska. Neither Stewart nor members of the IGU board will identify the company, citing a confidentiality agreement. Stewart says talks with the prospective supplier have been going on for about a year. The binding term sheet, unanimously approved by the IGU board yesterday, authorizes Stewart to continue negotiations. If a final agreement results, the new contract would take effect after the three-year deal with Hilcorp expires in March 2021. Anchorage voters' rejection last week of a controversial bathroom bill was a surprise to many. The measure would have banned transgender people from using bathrooms corresponding to their gender identity. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Lillian Lennon, a transgender woman, is a field organizer for Fair Anchorage, a group that spent more than a year organizing against what became known as Proposition 1, the bathroom bill. To the surprise of many in Anchorage, including some of the campaign's organizers, the measure failed to pass by just a little over 4,000 votes. Lennon attributes the results to a coalition that included civil rights groups, the business community, and moderate Republicans.
We were able to pull together a really strong trans-centered, education campaign.
Others point to high turnout in the city's first ever election done by mail-in ballots and a popular progressive mayor running for re-election. But not everyone agrees with that analysis.
I would say the number one reason would be $1 million buys a lot of confusion.
Jim Minnery is president of Alaska Family Action, a Christian policy advocacy group. He chaired the campaign in favor of the bathroom bill, but his group was outspent by a margin of 6-1. Donations from national progressive groups poured in. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
The 20th Annual Rural Energy Conference is getting underway today in Fairbanks. It's 3 days of presentations and talks focused on heat and power generation, energy conservation, and efficiency. The conference is organized by the Alaska Energy Authority and the University of Alaska Fairbanks Alaska Center for Energy and Power. It's happening at the downtown Westmark Hotel. I'm Dan Bross.